Let's talk about some fun stuff with the future.
Sure.
Do you get together with a group of people, or do you do this all on your own now?
Well, I have done it in groups, and if you know the movie The Princess Bride, I've kind of become Miracle Max for a living.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like a wizard shop, and people stop in who I've known for years, and we discuss certain aspects and issues of political, economic, technological, or the social agenda. And a lot of that, of course, is done now by email. So it's very collaborative, although when I'm hunkered down, it's like a little basement laboratory.
Now, when you talked about predictions that you made, out 500 years from now, I mean, what the heck is this going to look like 500 years from now?
Well, 500 years from now, the average lifespan will be 800 years.
800 years?
Yeah, everyone will become Yoda. That was supposed to be a joke, George. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? When I was thinking 800 years, I mean, I'm shaking my head.
The when you talk to actuarialists, basically, if you could, on your 800th birthday is the largest length of time they could go before they would suggest that someone would have the experience that would, in effect, eradicate their DNA. You know, most of the people who died in 9/11 in the World Trade Center, there's no traces of their DNA.
It's gone, obliterated.
And so that's the basis of that prediction that, we're getting to the point where as long as there's some piece of your DNA left, we'd be able to basically, make you back to whatever you were. Mm-hmm. And even before I get into cloning, just to show you how you can build the logic train to that, there's a project that was done in England called the Soul Catcher, which is done at Oxford University, where they implanted a little cubelet of silicon, like probably the equivalent of about, 10 Sun Microsystem, workstations in a little cubelet that they attached to the optic nerve and proved that I can take a moving picture of everything that you see in your life and have it, for instant recall
recorded
right there.
Yeah.
And then we prove that you can connect that to not only your optic nerve, but every sense that you have. So everything you smell, everything you taste, touch, everything you feel, your mental and emotional states, it can all be encapsulated for, instantaneous recall. And when you die, I can, in effect, reboot that in a new vessel called a baby. And I just gave you immortality without even talking
Absolutely.
About it.
And you just download this little information, and there you are.
Right. And the key to that is I did all of that without even talking the cloning angle yet. And so, science are the fusion of silicon and carbon, as they call it. The $6 million man only costs about $12,000 bucks these days.
and he'll probably get cheaper.